next week.
Thank you.
Item two is deferred to November 17th. Item three, we will be reviewing now, and it's PR 2020-4284, preliminary plat SD 2021-189 for Garcia Real Estate Investments at 1100 Rio Grande Boulevard, between Rio Grande Northwest and I-40. And the agent is Sierra West.
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, 5571 Midway Park Place. I swear to tell the truth.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, thank you. We deferred this. This is a project that's been in the works for a while. This is just north of the range along Rio Grande Boulevard. We are doing lot consolidations. We've been working with transportation and the water authority on the improvement that in improvements on this property for well over a year. And we will continue. We've actually addressed the comments that they have had today. The purpose of this is to facilitate a new credit union on track two, and then really establish a crossing across the Alameda drain to future property to the east, which has been under appeal for a number of years, approximately 5 years, by the family. Really what I'm wanting to do today is to get a clarification on the grading and drainage submittal we made in September. And then I've got a question for Parks and Recreation on the trail that we have listed on the infrastructure list. With that, we're ready to go through the comments.
Okay, thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item number three? Raise your hand or unmute and speak up and let us know you're there. Got a lot of people in the room. I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to the Water Authority for comments.
Good morning, this is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. So I think basically what we're down to on this one are a couple minor items in the infrastructure list, making sure that all the access easements where there's proposed to be future water and sewer mains are included on that infrastructure list. There was a note on the couple of the easements. We need some easements in terms of those hydrants proposed. Those are primarily intended to be public hydrants. They'll need to be under public water line easement. And then the water and sewer easement on track one, not being needed and potentially being removed. So I think those are pretty minor comments at this point. I think you've received those. I think like Ron said, you've addressed most of those. I think I've seen some drawings that address those, accepting the easement on track one, which is, I think we're working on that. So, those are our comments. If you have any questions about those, I'd be happy to answer, but I think we're on the same page in terms of what needs to be done in terms of getting this approved. Thanks.
Madam Chair, Rob Bohannon. Yeah, Blaine, we are. We'll actually update that while we're waiting on hydrology and get all that squared away. And hopefully Friday we'll have that updated, those changes updated on a resubmittal.
And so Blaine, the Water Authority sounds great. Thank you.
This is Chair Wapley. There was a note in the chat that they wanted a better visual of the map. So this is the plat map that you can see on the screen, but you also can go to the agenda. If you go to just, you know, Google CABQ DRB agendas, the agendas will come up. There's a blue project number. If you click on that project number, it takes you to all the application submittals. And so that's just a good reminder to everyone that we link up the submittals to our agenda and you're able to view all those on your own. So if you need a better visual, just go to that agenda and, you know, click on the blue project number and you'll be able to review all the things the applicant has submitted.
Let's go. Madam Chair, I can bring it up in Aegis as well.
Well, I think we're fine. I think if anything, maybe just zoom in a bit. I think they're just maybe zoom in, especially to the area around the Alameda drain and just zoom in there. Okay. And let's go to code enforcement.
Robert Webb, code enforcement. Concerning the plat, code enforcement had no comments or objections. We've made notes for future development, but we can answer those questions at a later time.
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, we are very aware of those code enforcement requirements and have passed them on to the architect. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks Recreation Department. Our comments are regarding the Alameda Drain Trail, and we requested that the applicant add that to the infrastructure list per the parametrics design. So I'm not sure if you're, maybe you can talk more about this, but I'm not sure if your question was regarding whether the infrastructure list was sufficient. And I just took a look at it now, and I hadn't seen it before, so I apologize I didn't add that to the comments. But one of the comments I guess I would have about that is that you have 8 feet, and I'm not sure if that was checked with the design. That seems narrow compared to what we usually require. So I don't think it's 8 feet wide, but welcome to hear your response.
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, we'll double check that, Cheryl, but yeah, I wanted to see if there was something else that we were missing. It was on the infrastructure list, and I just didn't know if, based on the comments I read last night, whether it was going to be on, whether you required it on. It has always been on there. We'll double check the width and circle back around with you on it to make sure we're on the same page.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I can get you the design. I just have to, it's just been kind of complicated coordinating with the consultant, but I can get you the width. I'm not sure if this is going to be deferred to a later date, and make sure that you get it by the time that you need it.
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, yeah, we will be deferring depending on hydrology. And if you could do that, we'd greatly appreciate it.
Okay.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I'll go ahead and start off with answering Ron's question. I was checking with my engineer, and she is scheduled to review the grading and drainage on this tomorrow. So on 1 week would work. We also talked about it, and since this is preliminary plat, you do have a conceptual grading and drainage on this. And so with that, I can actually approve preliminary plat. Now, as you can see on the comments, we have several things about easements, easement notes, and things like that. Now, my engineer has been speaking with one of your engineers, I think it was Luis, and she had told me that he had shown her a plat that had addressed all of those comments, but it was not in the supplemental. Do you have that, a revised plat that takes care of all the easement notes that we asked about?
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, we're ready to, we've been working on this continuously. And so we've just been ready, waiting on her to review the drainage report. We'll take a 1 week deferral because we'll have everything cleaned up, and then that way we'll be done next week. So.
Okay, that works for hydrology.
And we've, like I said, we've been working on all of her comments. And we'll have all those on the revised submittal on Friday.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. That works. That's good.
Transportation.
Good morning. Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. With the updates to the infrastructure list yesterday, clarifying the widths of the easement going from Floral to the Alameda Drain, Transportation has no further comment.
Thank you, Planning.
This is Maggie Gould. So we had very few comments about the plat. Just we did not receive a resubmittal, so the previous comments, would be there. It needs all of the appropriate signatures, and then we will need signatures on the infrastructure list. We have notes for future development. I also see a question in the chat, which seems like it's more of a site plan question.
Ms. Gould? Yes. I'll handle that. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Do you, Mr. Bohannon, do you have a city surveyor signature? I imagine you've probably had it at one point, but just.
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, we did, but we will need to get a new one for the, I need to check. I'm not sure I need it. Okay. I think all of these changes have been on the second and third pages. So let me double check, but we do have his signature.
Yeah, because that's one of the must-haves in this process to get approval. So,
Madam Chair,
Okay. Now I just want to mention that if I already called for public comment, if somehow I missed you and you wish to speak, you can raise your hand now. But that the chat is kind of to allow, you know, general comments about which agenda item we're on, or little things like maybe where do we get the document? We can't see it, but it's not to allow for public comment. So if you, I will allow that right now, if there's anyone that I overlooked that wanted to speak on this case.
Hello, I have my hand raised.
Okay, thank you. Let me find you.
I'm Katie Stone.
Katie Stone. Okay. Katie, can you give us your name and address?
Yes, my name is Katie Stone. I live at 2425 Teodoro Road Northwest off of Rio Grande Boulevard. And I am part of...
Excuse me, Katie, I need to swear you in. Do you swear for him to tell the truth?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just looking for the opportunity for our neighborhood to understand exactly what is being built on this site. I have been looking for the little yellow sign that indicates there's some kind of change to the zoning or planning. And, you know, I just haven't seen it. And when I called the city asking about that at one point, you know, why am I seeing all this development, but no little yellow sign explaining there's a zoning change, I was told that perhaps those signs have been put down the side streets and not on Rio Grande Boulevard, making it pretty difficult to have public input. Is there a way that we can have a neighborhood meeting to find out exactly what the plan is here?
Okay, Ms. Stone, thank you. First off, I just wanna identify that the case that's on our agenda at DRB is for a preliminary plat. And as Mr. Bohannon explained, that's for a portion of the site that would be for a credit union. And then I'll turn it over to Mr. Bohannon if you want to address those comments related to the offer of a neighborhood meeting and posting of the property.
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, the zoning actions that is being referred to is actually east of the Alameda Drain. That action has been in appeal in the courts for a period of 5 years. My understanding is that zoning...
Mr. Bohannon, let's stick to what's on our agenda and respond to any neighborhood meeting or posting of the property with regard to this preliminary plat on our agenda. We don't want to talk about things that are not on our agenda.
Okay. What's on our agenda today is a consolidation of approximately 7 to 8 existing parcels into 4-5 parcels that we have today. It's a lot line elimination. So there is no zoning action on this area. The zoning remains the same under that area. And then we will proceed towards development following the IDO processes through that area. I will reach out to our client to see if he wants to hold a neighborhood meeting, and then I can get Ms. Stone's information and reach back out to her.
Okay, so Mr. Bohannon, what I was asking you to do is, and it may be in your case file, I just don't have that all open right now, but there is a requirement for a pre-application meeting for a preliminary plat. You may not know everything going on in your shop, but did that occur? An offer of a neighborhood meeting?
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, yes, we followed the IDO, and I'll send that back through for the record.
Okay, and it's likely in our files. And then can you identify where the posting for this preliminary plat application is, where the actual, do you know where the signs are located?
It should be on Rio Bravo, or it could be on Floral. I have to go back and look.
Okay, on Rio Grande.
Yes, I'm sorry, Rio Grande.
Okay. If you can verify that, since Ms. Stone is concerned about people being able to see it. Okay. And I apologize. And Ms. Stone, if you have questions about other matters regarding this site, I think you might want to, with what you've been asking about, you might want to contact Catalina Lehner in our that works with the EPC and rezoning. So I'll direct you there. Okay, I see Peggy Neff. Can you unmute Ms. Neff?
Hi, good morning. Thank you,
Madam Chair. I need your name, address, and I'll swear you in.
Peggy Neff, 3025 Marble Avenue, Northeast, Albuquerque, 87106.
Do you swear for him to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead if you can please be as brief as possible.
I just think that this is a particular case of amalgamation that the community nearby had not expected or seen coming. And I think it needs to be run through metrics, whether or not this amalgamation allows the community to be continued to be protected against large commercial coming into that area. And I know that the DRB doesn't have the role to do this evaluation, but I'm trying to get clear on who does have this responsibility and are those metrics available at this time?
Okay, thank you, ma'am. We're gonna have the team respond to that when we're done with all public comment. Is there any other member of the public that wishes to speak on this preliminary plat? Please raise your hand or let me know. Okay, Mr. Bohannon, would you like to respond to any of the public comment you've heard?
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, we will circle back around with the client on the neighborhood meeting, but they've had, and I don't want to digress, but there's been a lot of meetings previously on this project. This is a replat of existing properties to facilitate development of a credit union along Rio Bravo.
Okay, Ms. Neff or Ms. Stone, do you have any follow-up questions on any testimony you've heard? And this is questions only, not testimony.
No, Madam Chair, I would like also to be invited to the next community meeting on this particular project.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Neff. Ms. Stone, did you have any follow-up questions?
I do not, but I sure appreciate being included in the neighborhood discussions about what's going to happen. There's a lot of confusion okay. in this neighborhood. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Stone. Once again, we have to kind of follow a certain procedure here. Ms. Norton, I see your hand raised. I didn't see your hand raised when I was calling for public comment. Did I miss you? I'm going to ask you to unmute.
I lost connection, so I had to go back and sign in. And so okay. I didn't hear what Mr. Bohannon said.
Okay.
Did you swear me in?
Yes. Go ahead and give your name and address.
Peggy Norton, 3810 11th Street Northwest.
Do you swear from to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Go ahead with your comments and questions.
Okay, yeah, I guess my question was, I'm president of the North Valley Coalition, and we didn't hear about any public meetings on this specific property. We got the packet, and it looked like it was just a replat is what you're doing now. You did filed a sketch plat a year ago or so, and so it seems like the public meetings were maybe on a different project. And if they weren't, if there was going to be a public meeting, I want to make sure I knew about it.
Mr. Bohannon.
Madam Chair, can I provide some clarification or go ahead?
Let's let Mr.
Bohannon, but
yeah. And then if you can fill in after that.
Madam Chair, this is the very first step of when the property redevelops, as most people know, and just getting the platting to a point. There's going to be a lot of additional platting, and And once the court case is done, then the east property will be coming in through the development process.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Gould. Did you want to add anything?
Yep, this is Maggie Gould. So I just wanted to, under table 611 of the IDO, which is the where the notice provisions are, for preliminary plat, which is a major platting action, a pre-application meeting with the city, which is the sketch plat or PRT is required, but for bulk land subdivision, preliminary plat, and minor subdivisions, the offer of a neighborhood meeting is not required.
Okay, all right. I have a chart in my office. You've double checked that because the chart in my office
says— I can share it if you'd like.
Let's do that. I think that's an important piece of information. I appreciate you speaking up.
So this is, and I'll zoom in so that can be seen, but so the—
And we're not seeing anything, Ms. Gould.
Oh, well, let's try that again. How about now?
Yes.
Okay. So the preliminary plat requires published notice, which is the city's responsibility and which was done, mailed notice on the part of the applicant, a posted sign, an email from the applicant, web posting, which is the city's posting of the agenda, and then a pre-application meeting with the city, but there is not a neighborhood meeting required.
Okay, thank you. You're spot on, and my little chart needs to be corrected. I have here in my office, so thank you.
Sure.
So planning would just like to clarify for the neighborhood that for a preliminary plat per the IDO, there was not a requirement for a neighborhood meeting. But now that you're here and now that you know, you are welcome to this meeting and any discussion that we have in DRB related to the preliminary plat application. So, and then Mr. Bohannon will you will check about the posting to make sure it's very visible on Rio Grande.
Yeah, Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, yes, I will.
Okay.
And with that, we'll request one referral as well.
Okay, is 1 week?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is there a motion to defer? Just let me check one thing. All right, there are some comments in the chat, but that person has had an opportunity to speak and ask any questions. I specifically gave Ms. Neff an opportunity to ask questions and that time has now passed. So is there a motion to defer item 3 to November 10th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Gene Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 3, PR 2020-4284, preliminary plat SD 2021-189 to November 10th. And let me just note for the neighborhood people who are here for this case and who might be here for any other case we have on our agenda, the DRB has some rules of conduct. And under those rules of conduct, we have an order of speaking. And it's important to follow that so that everyone gets their right to speak. But it isn't a free-flowing discussion in order to make sure that everyone has the proper rights and that we also are able to move expeditiously through our agenda. So the public can speak after the applicant gives their presentation, and then any member of the public who spoke during that time has a right for cross-examination or to ask questions, not to give more testimony, but to ask questions about any of the testimony that they heard up to that point in time. And then at that point, there's no continued dialogue with the public. It's up to the board to make some decisions. And so we need to follow that in order to have an orderly meeting and make sure everyone's able to speak when it's their appropriate time. And so I'm gonna just encourage everyone as you participate in DRB to help us following those rules. And we need to make sure that the chat is not a way of giving public comment. You're welcome, you know, you can put anything you want in the chat, but we can't necessarily acknowledge it as we would your oral comments. It's not a official form to provide public comment to the DRB. So I just wanna make sure that's really clear. So, okay, thank you. I know everyone is trying to do their best and I appreciate that from you. And we're gonna continue on.